Hello and welcome to The Urbanist, Monocle's programme all about the built environment. I'm your host, Andrew Tuck. On January the 7th, 2025, the city of Los Angeles declared a state of emergency in anticipation of severe winds and the increased fire risk that they could pose. That same day, the first of a terrifying series of wildfires ignited that would hit the Southern Californian area, causing urban destruction on an unprecedented scale. We look to transport, an ongoing thorn in the side of Angelenos, whose public transit and traffic management have in the past been the envy, well, of very few. I'm joined now by John Rossant, the founder and CEO of Commotion, whose annual event in Los Angeles explores mobility innovations and advancements in the city and beyond. But how big a challenge does this present when it comes to the question of mobility?
It's a monumental challenge, but I think it's important to realize that LA has already taken great steps to improve its mobility landscape, starting in 2017, which is the year that we launched Commotion in Los Angeles as a conference on future urban mobility. This was the year also that voters approved Measure M, which freed up billions and billions, over $100 billion for public transit in LA. I mean, LA is, you know, the largest car city in the world, but made a very big decision to embrace public transportation. And so it's being rolled out across the vast city. And that's not going to stop because of the fires. And I think if you look at the history of just cities that have been devastated by fires or destruction, whether it's the city of London in 1666 or Chicago in 1871 or San Francisco at the turn of the 20th century, history shows us that these cities rebuild much stronger and come out of it in a much, much better shape. I mean, London, because of the fire of London in 1666, London became a world city. It embraced brick and stone, and streets were widened. It became easier to move from point A to point B instead of on these little narrow medieval thoroughfares, etc.